Another classic radio air check on the home of classic top 40 radio, airchecks.com.
Many years ago, the good guys, we had a part-time newsman that came in once in a while, and that was Ted Koppel. The years have gone by, and he is a superstar in news, huh? Well, we know what happened to him. What happened to me? Whatever happened to me anyway?
What caused that smoky fire in Flemington, New Jersey that forced the evacuation of homes by up to 1,000 people? It's 65 degrees at WCBS-FM. Good morning, I'm Robert Cohen. They're back in their homes now. It took firefighters 3 hours to control that blaze. Patrick Kennedy, the 17-year-old son of Senator Edward Kennedy, spent the night in a Cape Cod hospital with a gash on his forehead. He had hit the windshield when the car driven by his father was hit head-on by a car driving the wrong way in their lane. Senator Kennedy was banged up a bit, but required no hospitalization. A cousin in the back seat was not hurt. Some 50,000 striking health care workers in New York have been told if you don't return to work, you'll soon be replaced. Despite the threat, the union vows to continue its strike at 45 area voluntary hospitals and nursing homes. State mediator Basil Patterson plans what's termed an important announcement for 11 this morning. Republicans are arriving in Dallas, Texas for next week's GOP convention. And it's all but certain that Ronald Reagan and George Bush will be nominated for second terms. Democratic presidential candidate Walter Mondale goes after the farm vote this weekend with campaign swings through Missouri and Iowa. Farmers there are angered by high interest rates and low agricultural exports. Running mate Geraldine Ferraro and her husband John Zuccaro have decided on what to release in their financial statement on Monday. But whether Zuccaro's tax returns will be included, no one is saying just yet. Lloyd's of London Shipping and Intelligence says a Panamanian tanker is the latest ship to be attacked in the Persian Gulf. Lloyd says the tanker was hit by a missile and set on fire off Qatar. But a spokesman says the fire is under control and the tanker is heading toward port. CBS-FM News Time coming up on 7:33.
I was searching for a light beam that wouldn't let me down. Then I discovered Amstel Light. Much more. Amstel Light, great tasting light, the light I've been looking for. 95 calories, never tasted so important. Till then, important Amstel Light.
Van Munsing and Company, they import Amstel Light. So next time you want a great tasting light beer, order one that's imported. Amstel Light Beer, only 95 calories.
95 calories, never tasted so imported. Till
they
imported Amstel Light.
Van Munsing & Company, New York, exclusive importers of Amstel Light Beer.
Weekend 101 weather ahead of Harry Harrison. Mostly sunny and pleasant today. High in the low 80s. Tonight clear early on, then increasing cloudiness. Low in the mid 60s. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with some rain or showers likely. High in the mid to upper 70s. Right now 65 degrees in New York. I'm Robert Cohen, CBS-FM.
Harry Harrison.
If I'd make him a star the way I did Ted Koppel. Oh, well, we'll work on it. It is 7:35.
She loves her.
Jeebus everywhere. Harry Harrison, Tommy Rowe. It is 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock in the morning. That's right. It's our New York Radio Greats Reunion Weekend 101. Oh, we're getting a lot of calls. Hello. Thanks to all the gang at the Woodlawn Post Office for being with us today. Going to stay all weekend? Right, gang. Okay. Music to sort the mail by. To Marty from Barbara of Long Beach. Hello. Hi, Bernard. Jane. Lots of love. Oh, they're in the Bronx, huh? Anna and David, New Rochelle, they're listening. Very good. Harry Harrison, right now we are counting down on the top 15 songs for 1962. This young fellow went to Hollywood. He wanted to be a comedian. Didn't work out, but he joined a group and had a big hit record on CBS FM number 14.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the monster match. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The girls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the match.
They did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the match.
They did the monster match. The zombies were having fun
in the shoot.
The party had just begun
in the shoot.
The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocky, all were digging the sound. Igor unchained, backed by his baying hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the match.
They played the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the match.
They played the monster match. From his coffin, Jack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on and flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Remember, you're born in Jamaica, Queens. You're right, Bobby Borders Pickett did it.
Monster Mash, number 14 for the year 1962. We're counting them down here this morning with Harry Harrison.
A pleasure to hear from you on the phone.
And the telegrams are coming. If Mr. G did not lie, I really got a telegram.
It is 7:40, 20 minutes to 8 o'clock. Let's pause for the weather. Sunny and pleasant weekend 101 weather. High in 80s. Clear early on, then increasing clouds for tonight. Low in the mid-60s. Cloudy, maybe some showers tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll take that out, all right? A high in the mid to upper 70s for tomorrow, Sunday. It is 65 degrees and clear. It's pretty, isn't it? Huh? Yeah, and Mr. G will be back Monday. He better be. He had his vacation. That's it. He had a few hours off, and that's it. Back to our countdown. Great music on CBS FM coming up. Reunion of Rock and Roll Radio Great. Sponsored in part by your Tri-State Chevrolet Dream Team dealer.
Yes, it's Chevrolation time. Time to see your Tri-State Chevrolet dealer.
It's a Chevrolation.
Chevrolation time. There's a party going on right here.
It's Chevrolation.
Prohibition time, so let's cheer.
Let's cheer for Camaro, the sporty car that's selling like hotcakes this year because of its great looks and style. Get the Camaro of your choice at your Tri-State Chevrolet dealer today. The Camaro Sport Coupe, the classic with the best price-value combination. Or the Berlinetta, luxurious and lively. Or the hot Z28 Camaro with the high-performance 5-liter V8 engine. Hurry to your nearby Tri-State Chevrolet dealer today and hurry out in a brand new Camaro during Chevrolation time.
It's a Chevrolation.
King presents our new breakfast sandwich, the Criss Sandwich. It's love at first bite. And with your Criss Sandwich, you can have orange juice or coffee free. Come on into Burger King and take the Criss Sandwich challenge. We dare you to resist that light and flaky croissant, stuffed with grade A egg, then smothered with creamy melted cheese. Then we add either crisp bacon, tender ham, or spicy pork sausage. Stop in now and try a Criss Sandwich. Buy any Criss Sandwich, and we'll give you refreshing orange juice or steaming hot coffee absolutely free. So come on, take a nibble of the most delicious breakfast sandwich imaginable. And the drinks on Burger King. Your choice of juice or coffee free. Free juice or coffee with your Criss Sandwich. Participating restaurants through Sunday, August 26th.
It's the Rock and Roll Radio Grace Weekend.
On CBS FM. Brooklyn born New Yorker had so many hit records. Number 13 for the year 1962. Good morning, Neil Sedaka, Harry Harrison, CBS FM.
It's hard to do. Don't take your love.
Good morning. Who's up Saturday on CBS FM? What's your name?
My name is Linda from Port Chester.
Linda, I love your voice.
Thank you. I just wanted to tell you, you were wondering what happened to you. I wanted to tell you, you're the only one that can make people smile before they hit the floor.
Listen, I appreciate
There's
that.
There's a lot
very
of
much.
People wishing you well, and all the disc jockeys, and everybody's going to be listening.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a great time. Joe Bryan and Ron Lundy and Dan and Jack and Charlie and Herb Oscar Anderson, and you'll be listening all weekend. What's happening with you now, Linda?
Let's see, a long time ago I was in school, but now I'm married 10 years.
Terrific. And you're still listening to me on the radio.
Still listening to you, and I wait for Mr. G so you can yell at him in the morning.
Thanks very much.
If you get a chance, play something by Connie Francis.
Okay, I will.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Connie Francis and all your favorites coming up on CBS FM. Thank you very, very much. It is 14 minutes to 8 o'clock. Let's continue our countdown here of 1962, Top 15. Neil Sedaka next. Ah, Shelley Fabre. She's an actress, had a hit record, too. It's 8 o'clock already. Got the coffee on, the breakfast going. It is 7:48 on the CBS FM scoreboard here. Mets blank San Francisco Giants 2-0. Had a rematch set for this afternoon. Yankees got beaten by Oakland A's 7-3. A's continue their climb through the American League West. Pete Rose is back. Returned to Riverfront Stadium. Cincinnati uniform as player manager. Reds beat Chicago Cubs 6-4. He played and he did all right. Giants and Jets tangling tonight for bragging rights in New Jersey. Square off in Giants Stadium. Preseason game expected to draw a sellout crowd. Close to 80,000. Maybe you'll be there, huh? That's sports. Back to our top 15 songs of 1962. The Crystals had a lot of hit records. Local Girls, number 11 on CBS FM.
Thank you.
greatest hits of all time. Brooklyn girls started singing together in high school. Oh, yeah. There they are on CBS FM. The Crystals, what is it, 9 minutes to 8 o'clock in the morning, and the phone calls keep pouring in. I want to get you on the radio. It is 7:51. We'll be doing it all weekend long. Ah, yes. Good morning to our friends from John Brooks. Oh, yes. Amityville. John Brooks of Amityville. Certainly. Longtime radio friend. Ah, the Junior Baby Good Guys from Gina of Freeport. Hello to Pat. Hybe. Oh, Hybe called in. Of Greenpoint, Brooklyn. Hello, Hybe. Ah, yes. The guys of Washington Heights. Carmen says hello. Okay. Let's pause for the weather. Where is that note from? Oh, all the good guys at Fleet Weather. Jim and Tori and Mr. G, right? They sent me a forecast. They sent me an old-time forecast for all my, what is this, old-time DJs from August 1953. Wait a minute. That was even before my time. I'm not going to read the one because it's better than the one we have here. But thank you for the thought. Thank you, Fleet Weather. Sunny and pleasant. High in the low 80s today and clear early on tonight. Then increasing clouds, low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, Sunday, cloudy. Maybe some showers. High in the mid to upper 70s. But what do we care? It's weekend 101, right? And we are having a famous disc jockey coming up, and so many throughout the entire weekend. We got Joe, Brian, and Benny. Have we heard from Joe yet, or Benny? Okay, Benny was probably picked up for speeding on the West Side Highway or something coming in. Anyway, it's clear and 65 degrees. We'll get back to our countdown coming right up on CBS FM.
I want all you kids out there, ages 2 to 17, to listen carefully. Piedmont Airlines has lowered its family fares, so you, your brothers and sisters can fly to most Piedmont cities for just $39 each way. $69 to Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, and Denver. Just bring along one of your parents at the full adult fare, and the rest of the family can fly at the family fare. Some restrictions apply, and the offer ends December 19th. So tell your parents to call their travel agent for details. Then remind them to make reservations for the family vacation, because school starts soon. And at $39, this is the best airline deal for kids since you were small enough to ride for free. To September 4th.
Goodbye. Have a great flight. Beautiful morning to fly, huh? Takeoff time is 7 minutes to 8 o'clock. Harry Harrison reminding you about WLIW, Public Television. Worth looking for. Has all kinds of music and super performance specials. Have you heard about this? WLIW, Channel 21, brings us Johnny Mathis in concert, followed by Dionne Warwick, both on Monday night. Johnny Mathis belts out favorites like Misty, Chet, Cesar, Wonderful, Wonderful, many others. Dionne Warwick follows with I'll Never Fall in Love Again, Do You Know the Way to San Jose, and many more of her hits. But it doesn't stop there. Later in the week, it's the story of the king of rock and roll. Elvis, Kurt Russell is Elvis, and Shelley Winters is his mom in this award-winning 79 film. And wait, there's more. Tom Jones sizzling in Las Vegas, and the great Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons in concert. Two super back-to-back specials now. Check your TV listings for our kind of music. Exciting television specials. All on WLIW Channel 21. This ad made possible in part by the CPB.
Don't forget to come out to the Nassau Coliseum Sunday, August 19th, to meet yours truly, Don K. Reed, and some of the folks here at CBS-FM at the New York 1984 Audio Video Consumer Show, presented by Newmark and Lewis. We'll be there from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, August 19th, with plenty of surprises for all. So come on out. That's Sunday, August 19th, 2 to 4 p.m., and meet me, Don K. Reed.
CBS FM. All right, you know it, Chubby on CBS FM, number 10, song 62.
Radio. And do the
the poultry store. Sang, and everybody said, hey, you're all right, Chubby. They changed his name, and I believe, if I remember, it was Dick Clark's wife. Ernest Evans admired Fats Domino, so she said, why don't you call him Chubby Checker? And they did. A couple of minutes away from 8 o'clock news, Chubby is number 10 in our countdown of the top 15 songs of 1962. And before the news, we have time for number 9 on CBS FM. Good morning, Cheryl.
Senator Kennedy hurt in a car crash. It's 65 degrees at WCBS FM. Good morning, I'm Robert Cohen. Kennedy and his youngest son Patrick suffered cuts and bruises after their car was hit head-on by a pickup truck near their Hyannis Port Cape Cod home. Kennedy was treated for cuts and bruises. Patrick, who had a gash on his forehead, was kept overnight for observation for a possible concussion. Another passenger, a young cousin, was not injured. The driver of the truck was treated and released and cited for driving on the wrong side of the road. Final warnings have been issued by hospital and nursing home management to 50,000 health care workers. The warnings to return to their jobs or face replacement. This morning at 11, mediator Basil Patterson will meet with the press to make what's being termed an important announcement regarding the 36-day-old strike, which involves 45 area metropolitan hospitals. Fines against the Health and Hospital Workers Union District 1199 have reached $200,000 and continue to rise. Navy officials and New York's junior senator, Alphonse D'Amato, are participating in a billion-dollar contract signing ceremony on Long Island. And Deborah Wetzel has the details.
The agreement paves the way for improvements in two planes.
It is a research and development effort to improve both the F-14 fighter interceptor and the A-6 all-weather attack aircraft.
Grumman spokesman Mike Drake adds the contract keeps alive jobs for some 7,000 workers till the end of the century. I'm Deborah Wetzel.
Shipping sources in the Persian Gulf Kingdom of Bahrain are hinting that Iran may be responsible for hitting the Panamanian tanker Endeavor with a missile. Today's attack was in a part of the Gulf where Iranian warplanes have attacked other commercial vessels. The ship's captain reports the Endeavor wasn't too badly damaged. The Panamanian vessel is the 82nd ship damaged in the four-year-old Iran-Iraq war. A New Jersey Superior Court judge has okayed an agreement which will allow today's folk-style 60s concert to go on as scheduled in Essex County. Such performers as Donovan, Joan Baez, and Richie Havens and Dave Mason will be in Caldwell today, though their music by agreement can be no louder than 70 decibels, and there may only be 8,000 instead of 10,000 concert goers. So far, only 2,200 tickets have been sold for the festival at Caldwell College. Vice presidential candidate Geraldine Ferraro says she's happy with her husband's decision regarding the release of his income tax figures, though that decision won't be revealed until Monday. His prior decision not to make the disclosure touched off a storm of controversy concerning candor in the campaign. Ferraro and her husband John Zuccaro met with their attorney and accountant for almost 9 hours yesterday to put finishing touches on the statement to be made public on Monday. Anti-Reagan demonstrators plan to set up a tent city later this morning about a mile or so away from the Republican convention.
We're going to treat everybody the same, you know, as long as there's no law violations and everything's peaceful, we won't, you know, do anything out of the ordinary.
A Dallas police spokesman, the site provided by the city adjoins the Dallas jail. The federal government has decided to abandon its efforts to gain legal access to the medical records of baby Jane Doe, the Long Island infant born with spinal defects and several other abnormalities. The government had demanded that University Hospital at Stony Brook turn over her records to see if her civil rights were being violated. However, doctors and parents refused. In sports, the Mets blanked the San Francisco Giants 2-0, and the Yanks got beaten by the Oakland A's 7-3. Weekend 101 weather and Harry Harrison are next. CBS-FM News Time, 8:05.
Starting Thursday, August 16th through Sunday, August 19th at the Nassau Coliseum, see the world of tomorrow in consumer electronics and appliances. It's the New York Audio Video Consumer Electronics Appliance Show and Sale. Come and see the largest gathering of manufacturers under one roof, demonstrating and selling the latest state-of-the-art stereos, computers, telephones, microwaves and appliances, projection TVs, and VCRs. This is the one and only consumer electronics and appliance show of its kind. There will be special show prices, special product clinics and demonstrations, plus meet famous celebrities. Come on and see the future. The new Mark and Lewis New York Audio Video Consumer Electronics Appliance Show and Sale at the Nassau Coliseum. You have to see it to believe it. Starting Thursday, August 16th through Sunday, August 19th. Half-price tickets are available at all new Mark and Lewis locations. Senior citizens and children under 12 will be admitted free. Remember, it's the New York Audio Video Consumer Electronics Appliance Show and Sale, Thursday, August 16th through Sunday, August 19th. See it at the Nassau Coliseum.
CBS-FM reminds you, have your blood pressure checked free on a Seventh-day Adventist Community Health Services van. In New York, call 1-800-832-3434 for current locations. CBS-FM with you in mind. Weekend 101 weather, sunny and pleasant today, high in the low 80s. Tonight, clear early on, then increasing cloudiness, low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some rain or showers likely, high in the mid to upper 70s. Right now, 65 degrees in New York. I'm Robert Cohen, CBS-FM.
Good morning.
All right, you got that coffee out Saturday morning. Back to our countdown of the top 15 songs of 1962, baby. We got them for you. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. We heard from Benny and Joe O'Brien yet. Bruce Chanel, number 8 on CBS-FM.
Make her mine, all mine. Hey, hey, baby, I wanna know if you'll be mine.
got your number. It is 8 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. Bruce Chanel. He's number 8 in our countdown of the top 15 songs of 1962. Harry Harrison with you. Oh, we're hearing from Joe Brott. He's downstairs checking in. Very good. That little twerp, Benny. All right, Benny is with him, too. We're going to make memories here with Joe Brott and Benny and everybody on CBS-FM, bringing back those days of the 60s and talking about being on the radio in the 60s. Remember the day of the entire Eastern Seaboard blackout, huh? I took my pretty wife, Patty. We left the children with my mom. Yes, the station called me and said, you must get out to the transmitter. What's a transmitter, I said. They said, it's out in Jersey. Find it in the swampland. So pretty Patty and I traveled through the darkness. Very eerie feeling, too, at 3 a.m. That's right. Going through the darkness, my little headlights, the only thing taking me through. An eerie feeling, driving in total darkness and only headlights to lead the way. Yes, the show must go on, and it did. And I sat out the transmitter with all my records and everything, and I feel the same way about getting to work right now. I make it through anything to be with you on CBS-FM. And back to our countdown. Number 8 song for the year 1962, Gene Chandler and...
Nothing can stop the Duke of Earth. And you are my heir. And no one can hurt you. Oh no. Yes, I
answering the phone. We're having a lot of fun with people on the phone calling and saying, hey, Harry, it's good to hear you on Saturday. And Joe O'Brien and Benny and Jack Spector and Harry Bosker Anderson and Big Dan Ingram and Ron Lundy. So many. Herb Oscar Anderson. Yes, Herb. Later, Herb, you'll sing hello again. All right, we'll get to that. By all means, Herb. Keeps bugging me all morning. It's 8:12 right now, and let's pause here and give you the weekend 101 weather. Maybe you're going to be in Jersey, High Point State Park. Good day, sunny, pleasant, high at 80s, and then clear early on tonight. Increasing clouds, low in the 60s. Maybe a shower tomorrow, Sunday. It figures. Got to have something, huh? Clear, 65 degrees this morning. We will get back to our countdown. We're doing right now the countdown of 1962 top 15 songs. We heard Gene Chandler, the Duke of Earl, out of Chicago, Illinois. And, okay, we'll come back with the rest of the countdown. A lot of surprises and special guests, too, on CBS-FM.
And now, Reggie Bold, world expert on assertiveness training.
One, two, three, four.
Reggie, I was wondering, I was hoping, if you really wanted to...
Perfect, Bob. A perfect example of non-assertive, ineffectual speaking habits. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Well, you just got here.
Important phone calls, wait for no man. Hello, Mom. You've got to help me. I want you to call the New York Times Classified and place an ad. And I'm afraid I may sound foolish.
Calling the New York Times Classified for the first time is nothing to be afraid of. We've got a staff of professional advisors who can help even a beginner place an ad that really works. It's the New York Times Classified, and it's the number one bestseller. To place your ad, call 1-800-ADTIMES. Ad Times.
Hey, Reggie, it's the New York Times Classified, and they're looking for you.
Oh, I'd like to speak to them, Bob, but I've got a job to do. Just have them call my mother.
The New York Times Classified. It's the number one bestseller in the New York area.
Molly, the fur season begins in August. Come to my beginning sale. Get a new fur for less than you'll have to pay in the fall. I'm Fred the Furrier, and I've traveled the world to create my fall collection. You'll see fashions from Paris, London, Milan, and Rome, and my newest minks, foxes, raccoons, and beavers. Enjoy wine and cheese every afternoon during my beginning sale and save thousands off next fall's price of a fabulous natural block llama mink. Next fall, $49.95, now $23.95. Buy a natural platinum fox right out of our fashion show and save $4,000. Next fall, $99.95, now $59.95. Sip champagne and save 60% on a dyed Tibetan lamb jacket. Next fall, $9.95, now $3.95. Prices on every fur in this special collection go way up as soon as the beginning ends. Polly, get your new fur at the beginning. You'll save a fortune in the end.
That's right, ladies. Interim markdowns taken. First label to show country of origin. Beginning sale ends September 3rd. Don't miss Fred the Furrier's beginning sale at the Fur Vault at Alexander's, Lexington Avenue, Paramus, and Roosevelt.
Airchecks.com.